really struggled with the Ravens just because their roster, like to be where they were in the first place and to be in a playoff spot, I think was a really good coaching job by Harbaugh. Mm-hmm. At the same point, this isn't even about is John Harbaugh a good head coach. It's about do John Harbaugh and Lamar still like each other after all this time?
Right, that's the story.
And it feels like that whatever every couple years the tension pops up, and this feels, I mean, it feels back to where it was when Lamar was going for a new contract, and while the team was playing in a playoff game, he cleaned out his locker. Like it feels like that kind of bad again because of the way this season has gone, and there just aren't too many head coaches. There just aren't too many head coaches who get to have that kind of relationship with a quarterback where things bubble up every couple years, get so bad that it impacts the regular season, and then each time they keep their job.
Yeah, usually the star player will win out in this battle. Usually the star quarterback, the guy that's won two MVPs, they're going to win out in this. And listen, in a defense of Harbaugh, you can't point to this awesome postseason record. You can't do it. Since the 2020 started, they have two playoff wins. Like, that's not good enough either. And so, like, there's a weird part of this. Again, it's very similar to the Tomlin conversation in many ways, because you look at a guy that you know is a good head coach, but the lack of playoff wins tell you a different story if you look at it for the previous 6 years.
Yeah. And listen, I also think you came into the season thinking Super Bowl, and you didn't make the playoffs. Like that, like,
and for three straight years, you have been at one point or another the Super Bowl favorite and have not cashed anywhere close to cashing in.
Can I tell you the devil's advocate that comes to mind? This does seem a little first world problem-y to me.
Okay.
Meaning, like, I understand that if in Baltimore you're calling for Harbaugh, I think that's what a fan should do. If you came in thinking Super Bowl, you look and it's only Josh Allen, the only elite quarterback in the AFC to really make the playoffs.
You were the preseason favorites.
Like,
yeah.
I understand if you look at this and go, damn the context, you should be there. There is an element, there is a part of this. I know it goes against what we want. It's a part of it that says, well, you've had hard times before, and then you've rebounded and gotten back on track. Maybe do that. Maybe just draft well this offseason. You know what I mean? You got the 18th pick. When they've drafted in the middle teens, they've had as much success as anyone. Kyle Hamilton being a guy that fell to 14. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. There is a part of me that goes, well, listen, it really comes down to is, can you fix it with Lamar? If not, Then you have to do what you have to do.
So that's why this is different than.
But
even,
will Lamar be honest about it with the Ravens?
Well, as I point out some of the similarities to the Steelers situation, this is where it is different, is that the Steelers have run into a spot where they have a very old and bad defense with a lot of money being spent on that side of the ball, right? And so, like, they're just at a spot where they just need to tear it down and figure some new things out and then go through a 2-3 year window where they work on that, right? Ravens aren't really in that spot.
Yeah.
Like, they're not. They're ready to win now. And so it really does come down to that relationship between Lamar and Harbaugh. And I don't know. I mean, right now it seems like it's untenable. But if you're Harbaugh, how hard do you want to work to make this thing right?
Now, I think what's interesting is that the conversation becomes the second he's let go, he instantly becomes the top guy for every spot in the NFL. John strikes me as the kind of guy that knows, having known the NFL, it wouldn't surprise me if he took a year off and said, none of these jobs are good. Be quite honest with you, I think people would instantly earmark him with the Giants job. That's not a good job. I would expect in that event for Jimmy Haslam to go damn the torpedoes, $20 million, do everything he can to land John Harbaugh. It's the only guy that if he comes available, I think you just have to do whatever you can do. Give him the keys to the franchise. Give him the Jim Harbaugh treatment that the Chargers did.
Oh, no, I was thinking about the Broncos
with
Sean Payton.
Who's your GM?
I was thinking about the Broncos situation where they gave him everything under the sun. $25 million a year, whatever that reportedly came out to be. Like, any autonomy he wanted. Basically told him, you run the show. Whatever you want to do, it's your dime, your dance for.
Yep, and by the way, this would include, I'm assuming he's okay with it because Shador was the guy that the Ravens were going to draft, but this includes, hey, what about Shador? What about the quarterback position? What about Miles, quite frankly?
Well, and then it shifts everything because then Andrew Berry would have to be the one that basically reports to John Harbaugh in this equation.
Or,
like, he would understand that Harbaugh is his boss now.
I think it's Andrew Berry asking John Harbaugh, can I have my job, sir?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
As Harbaugh comes in with the I am the captain now
mentality.
And here's the thing. He doesn't strike me as a guy that has that. Meaning, like, Jim's definitely more the egoist between the two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jim kind of, his ego leads sometimes, and the weirdness and the milk with the steak and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that John would automatically walk in and go, I need all of this. But that's the only guy. Like, if John Harbaugh becomes available, and if you want to impress me and immediately make me excited about this situation, even if it means, like, if the Ravens go, hey, we have him under contract for the next 3 years, okay, here's a third rounder. Andrew Berry's just going to draft a fat-ass defensive tackle who can't play football anyways, looking at you, Siaki Ika. But
he's taken so many strays in the past couple days.
Ika? Yeah. I think that's the first one. Who else did?
You brought him up yesterday, too. Yeah.
Togiai. And he played well.
No, you brought up both.
Oh, I did?
And then other people I've heard also brought up Siaki Ika. It's been like a banner. It's been the weird 48 hours for Siaki Ika.
But it's weird, like, you know, when... This goes back to the point that I made earlier, that there's a lot of doom and gloom that, quite frankly, some of it is warranted, most of it isn't. When you're in the ashes of a second loss season and when you just fired a head coach that was here for 6 years, I understand a fair amount of this doom and gloom. But there's a fair amount of people that go, he's not going to consider the Browns. Guys, you have an owner that will spend money beyond the wazoo, which is something John doesn't
the Bengals, by the way, Bengals won't do that. If he's holding out for Joe Burrow, the Bengals aren't going to pay him nearly as much money as the Browns can do.
Also, and Steve, I don't know that Bisciotti doesn't do it.
I was going to say, I don't know that the Pagulas in Buffalo do that either.
So
there's a whole web of owners that refuse to pay money towards these head coaches.
Yep.
There's like half the league. I know fans know this, but I want to clarify because there legitimately is half the league where owners look at this and say, we don't pay these guys a lot of money. That's not what we do. The head coach doesn't. They don't get $15, $20, $25 million a year.
Well, and they don't do what Jimmy Haslam's done, which is cap manipulation, which means he's spending sometimes twice the amount of money to move money around from year to year, which allows you to have a tremendous bandwidth when it comes to what you can actually spend in free agency from year to year, who you can re-sign and who you can't re-sign. Like, that is a feather in the cap of Jimmy Haslam. And I do think, like, If you look at this job and go, well, year one, it's not great because I don't know what the quarterback's going to be. John's going to walk in with one of the five best defenses in the NFL and Myles Garrett. If you think that's not a feather in the cap for the Browns in this job, I just think we need to stop acting like the New York job is this big glitzy job. Maybe he loves Jackson Dart. Maybe he doesn't. I don't. Maybe that's enough for him to go. They've fired head coaches every 2 years. You have to deal with Joe Shane, who's still going to be there, which is a dumb idea. And, oh, by the way, the rest of their roster needs a lot of work. So I'm not saying definitively he wouldn't like New York more. I don't know. Maybe he prefers the East Coast to the Midwest. I really don't know. But to this idea of, well, Harbaugh wouldn't come here. You don't know that, and that's for Jimmy Haslam to change the mind of Harbaugh one way or another.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet your money on it happening, but...
Well, thank you. Because I don't have a lot.
I'm not betting my own money. I'm not going to bet yours
Jimmy
on
Haslam's
it.
Would you bet Jimmy
Haslam's
money?
No, I'm not betting anybody's money on it. It's just lighting money on fire. But that's what I'm getting to, though, is that if we're going to do the... let's go back to the Larry David spite store of this. If this is him just saying, I want to give the big middle finger to the Ravens, and I want to play them twice a year, and I want to stick it to Lamar as much as I possibly can, like, there are certain areas where you can talk yourself into this. I don't think it's an instant no. And I don't think it's... I think it's going to take a lot of creativity, the same way it took a lot of creativity for the Browns to land Deshaun Watson when everyone said you couldn't do that, too. And again, like, you gotta get real different in your thinking, and they've shown they've done that before, even to much chagrin of Browns fans.
216-474-0092. So we are waiting to see what happens in Baltimore, but if John Harbaugh became available, do you think he would consider the Browns? We do want to hear from you on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. We haven't gotten to the chatters out there.
Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis. Corn Lito, where are you at? That's right, he's probably...
Corn Lito, more like Fraud Lito, if you ask me.
Yeah.
You not going after Corn Lito is just an upset of the century.
No.
Upset of the century.
You called him Fraud Lito. I don't think that's okay. I'm not like, I feel like Corn Lito in of itself is more, because it's Coin Lito. I think it's more insulting to call him Coin Lito.
It's all insulting. Drop those corn emojis.
Drop those corn emojis. We got them. Look over there.
Get dropping.
The Texas Truth is dropping those corn emojis.
Just understand I want as much insult hurled towards Corn Lito as I possibly can.
I think
with
he
no good
himself.
Reason, by the way. I don't. I have no idea. He might be a nice guy. I have no idea.
I think he insults himself with some of his
Does
takes.
He? Yeah.
Cool Ray in Bedford. What's up, buddy? Do you want John Harbaugh here in Cleveland?
No way, Jose.
My name's
Doug. We go from one losing coach to another. Are you guys kidding me?
What the heck are you talking about, a losing coach?
So Harbaugh couldn't get Lamar Jackson, an MVP caliber quarterback, out the playoffs. What is he going to do with a quarterback with less?
You know, he's been in the playoffs with Lamar. He was in the AFC title game a couple years ago, right?
He couldn't get Lamar anywhere. But that's the, you're talking about a two-time MVP, Lamar Jackson. Now you want to put him with a quarterback, whoever we get, with less skills than Lamar Jackson.
They've been to the playoffs 6 of the last 8 seasons, and their low watermark has been 8 wins in the 2 other years.
And that's with Lamar Jackson. Imagine what is he going to do with a quarterback without Lamar Jackson's skill set?
Are you saying, Cool Ray, that quarterbacks are important to the head coach? Because I'm going to be surprised here.
Listen, I would say this. I do not want him here. I do not want him here. I want this.
He's got 13 playoff wins since 2008.
I know, but Lamar, it's 2 since 2020, I think, is the hang-up there. Because there is a narrative around him, is that even with Lamar, you're not winning playoff games, and that is a problem. Right. But it's a problem I'm willing to go ahead and take head-on if it means he's the head coach here.
But that's what, see, y'all doing that, but y'all saying, y'all forgetting, that's with Lamar Jackson. Now, add in any quarterback that we have on this roster or may not have on this roster, he's not equipped. I've always said, He had a Lamborghini team over there, and it's something wrong with that. So I don't think he's a great coach. I'm not even a Stefanski fan at all. We could have kept Stefanski other than him. Like, no, I want someone who's going to come in here and who can reach some of these young guys. But I have a question because, you know, I do respect you guys.
Well, I like that
so much.
I like, but here comes here's the butt.
Here's a question I want to pose to you guys.
I like
yesterday, everybody was talking about how Stefanski was, you know, it was coming across like, oh, he got a raw deal. Can I ask you guys a real question now? And y'all can talk about it off air if y'all want to.
Yeah.
Would we really be talking about, Stefanski with his record and him getting another job if he was a black coach with that record,
JP, you want to take that one?
Do I think he'd still be the belle of the ball if he was black? Yes,
I do. If he was black with his record over the last 2 seasons, do you think that he'll be talking about getting a job this fast?
I think so. I don't know that I'm the right person to be able to answer this definitively one way or another, but I do think so. Yeah, 2 coach of the years, and you got to think about it. This coaching market stinks. Like, that's the advantage Stefanski has in all this is the idea that this coaching market absolutely stinks.
So I think, to me, these are 2 people I really want to see them interview. If you're not going to give it to the defensive coach here, who I think, because whoever's coaching here has to take on that defensive coach because he can't go anywhere. So it's not just you may take on Shador. You have to take on this defensive coach. So if he's not going to be the head coach, I want to see.
By the way, Cool Ray, I got to let you go here. We got a little bit of breaking news.
Look at that, breaking
news. Just a little bit, and it's on topic here, so I apologize, Cool Ray. Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network saying Ravens OC Todd Monken has received a request to be interviewed for the Browns head coaching job. He received multiple requests last year and should again.
But why?
We need more Monken. Isn't that the bit? We need, I guess the Browns want more Monken.
I don't want Harbaugh adjacent.
This is what they're asking
Harbaugh.
For. He's received the request to be interviewed for the Browns head coaching job.
Is it because they want him to be the next
offensive coordinator? You wanted them to cast a wide net. This is them casting that wide net.
It's to Baltimore. It's their OC. That's not a wide net.
Well, I mean, we're going to get there. We got to interview a lot of different people in order to cast this wide net.
So then you extend the net after that?
I'm assuming this isn't going to be the guy that gets the job. This is just part of that extension. You wanted this wide-ranging interview. You can't mock them when they go ahead and interview all these people then.
He's going to get an interview with a lot of people.
Yeah, so Todd Monken has received the request.
Hey, Todd, the Ravens offense not been great with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry this year. Thoughts? I think we should pass the ball less. I don't even know where we're going here.
Yeah, because we loved him so much as the OC in 2019, right? Like, we loved him so much when he was here.
Is that just it? Like, is this
the Haslam's love?
Is this
people
like when somebody
gets
divorced and they just have to go back and they just go sleep with people they've previously slept with?
That is a Haslam thing. The Haslams love people they've interviewed previously or they've had in the building previously and then become fond of. And Monken was in the building, and I didn't realize they had this level of fondness for him, but here we are.
216-474-0092. I don't think Todd Monken's a bad offensive coordinator. I don't know why I would want him as a head coach. I don't know why. But what do we think about Monken? More on that in the name game that we don't want the Cavs to be in on 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.